Investors are clamoring for a piece of the world's most profitable company. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Saudi Arabian oil giant Aramco is expected to set a price for its latest bond offering today. The company wants to raise about $10 billion from global investors, and investors seem happy to oblige. That's despite the company's close ties to the Saudi government, which was implicated in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi last year. Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott and joins me with more on this.
Good morning, Kimberly.
Orders for Saudi Aramco's debut international bonds topped $100 billion today. What does that tell you about what's happening in the markets?
I think it tells you everything that we've been seeing now since basically the last decade, which is the search for yield is unabated. And in an environment when we have over $10 trillion of bonds globally priced with a negative yield, anything that offers a positive coupon in this environment is going to be subscribed to with earnest.
And this is all happening in an environment of uncertainty in the markets, especially as it relates to trade. We have news this week about the U.S. potentially imposing tariffs on another $11 billion worth of goods from the European Union in response to a WTO ruling on Airbus.
The fact is, at a time in which we don't yet have resolution to the Chinese-American negotiations on trade, and with still loitering concerns about global economic activity, anything that is going to impose an additional level of uncertainty or threat to business activity is going to put investors back on their heels a little bit.
Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
A few years ago, the movie industry was worried Netflix and similar streaming services would turn moviegoers into couch potatoes. But for now, at least, the movie industry appears to be going strong. Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains why.
Look at the end of this month.
We're in the endgame now.
Avengers: Infinity War enjoyed the largest U.S. box office opening in history last year, and its sequel, Avengers: Endgame, is projected to match or even exceed it. Phil Contrino of the National Association of Theater Owners says global box office revenue is at an all-time high, despite a perpetual narrative that moviegoing is on the way out.
Whenever there's a bad weekend at the box office, you see these, you know, sky is falling type stories. And then a good, strong commercial movie comes along, and all of a sudden, it's fine again.
But Sharon Waxman, founder of media business site The Wrap, says the box office success is hiding a real threat from streaming services.
It's just ever harder for the movie studios to figure out what is that thing that is going to make people get up out of their chairs and go to the theater.
U.S. theaters are making more money off of higher ticket prices and amenities. Movie attendance has gradually declined for more than a decade. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Chinese actress Fan Bingbing is one of the world's biggest movie stars. She has more than 60 million followers on Chinese social media. So it was a scandal last year when she disappeared from the public eye for months. Reporter Mei Zhang spent some time investigating Fan's disappearance and what it reveals about China's economy. Her piece is in this month's issue of Vanity Fair. Good morning, Mei.
Thank you for having me.
So what happened to her last year?
One day she just dropped off the face of the earth. She reappears with a very obsequious post wherein she apologizes for her mishandling of events And then after that, the world learns that she's actually been taken in for tax fraud. And later we learn that she was actually under house arrest for 3 or so months. During these 3 months, she didn't have access to her phone. There was always a minder with her, even when she was taking showers.
In your piece in Vanity Fair, you talk a lot about how this is happening as the Chinese economy is slowing down. But what does one person, Fan Bingbing in particular, what does she have to do with that?
The double-digit growth that China has been seeing for a long time, with that slowing down, there's been a great need for the Xi Jinping government, the current regime, to figure out alternate sources of income. And realizing this coincided with this weird little scandal in the Chinese film industry. And as the tax authorities began looking into it, they realized, wow, this is actually, there's incredible wealth here that can be collected.
So what made Fan, of all the wealthy people in China, the ideal target for this?
A lot of the reasons as to why people suspect she in particular was targeted is that the government knew that she would actually comply with their wishes, which is not something that comes as a guarantee necessarily with other members of the Chinese show business.
So it sounds like a lot of this was to send a message. Was it received?
Yeah, I would say so. When I was there, people were maniacally sort of going back through their past papers, you know, saying, I got to go to see my accountant. I've been called into tea. That's the euphemism that's used to go see the tax authorities. And they were really trying their best to get their ducks in a row in a way that they tell me they hadn't really experienced before. People sort of made reference to the Cultural Revolution to say that, you know, this is the first time since the Cultural Revolution that there's been so much government control over what we do here.
Reporter Mei Zhang, her piece in Vanity Fair is titled "The Big Error Was That She Was Caught: The Untold Story Behind the Mysterious Disappearance of Fan Bingbing, the World's Biggest Movie Star." Thanks, Mei.
Thank you so much.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.